tailor, a smith, and a butcher. I believe the first colony planted at Virginia had not more trades in their company than I have in mine.
The butcher, sir, will have his hands full, for we have two sheep stealers among us. Here's Captain Brazen, and in haste. I must go look after the men.
My dear Plume, give me a bus.
Half a score, if you will, my dear. Where to in such haste?
To be married.
Married?
To Melinda. We're to meet about half a mile out of town at the waterside and so forth. Hearty. She writes, for fear I should be known by any of Worthy's friends, you must give me leave to wear my mask till after the ceremony, which will make me ever yours. Looky there, her hand on it.
Melinda. And by this light, her own hand. Her hand exactly. Just now, you say?
This minute. I must be gone.
Have a little patience and I'll go with you.
No, no. I see Worthy coming this way, so take my leave.
To boot and saddle.
Captain, you must mount. Whip and spur, Worthy, or you won't mount.
But I shall. Melinda and I are agreed. She's gone to visit Sylvia. We are to mount and follow. If we could carry a parson with us, who knows what might be done for us both.
Don't trouble your head. Melinda has secured a parson already.
Oh, already?
I saw it under her hand. Brazen and she are to meet half a mile hence at the waterside. There, I suppose, to be ferried over to the Elysian Fields, if there be any such thing in matrimony.
I parted with Melinda just now. She assured me she hated Brazen, and that she resolved to discard Lucy for daring to write letters to him in her name.
Nay, there's nothing of Lucy in this. I tell ye, I saw Melinda's hand.
But she's gone this minute to Justice Balance's country house.
No, I tell you, she's gone this minute to the waterside.
Mr. Worthy, your pardon, sir.
Jack,
Madam Melinda has sent word that you need not trouble yourself to follow her, because her journey to Justice Balance's is put off, and she's gone to take the air another way.
How? Her journey put off.
That is, her journey was a put off to you.
'Tis plain. But how? Where? When is she to meet Brazen?
Just now, I tell you. Half a mile hence at the waterside.
Jack, fetch my horses and my pistols.
Yes, sir.
Shall I go with you?
Not an inch. I shall return presently.
You'll find me at the hall. The justices are sitting by this time, and I must attend them.
Scene 50. In which the good justices Balance, Scale, and Scruple mete out fair and deserved punishment.
Order in the court!
Captain Plume.
Have I come too late?
No, sir, you're welcome.
Come, honest captain, sit by me.
Gentlemen, I thank you.
Constable, reduce your prisoners. That fellow there, sit him up first.
Right, you. Come along. That's it. Let's stop there. That's it.
Mr. Constable, what have you to say against this man?
I have nothing to say against him, an it please you.
No. What made you bring him hither?
Well, I don't know, an it please your worship.
Did not the contents of your warrant direct you what sort of name to take up?
Oh, I can't tell, an it please you. I can't read.
That's very pretty, Constable, truly. I find we have no business here.
Discharge him. Discharge him. Here, you, Constable.
The next. Yes, bring in my man. Now, Captain, I'll fit you with a man such as you ne'er listed before.
Jack Wilful, let's be having you now.
My friend Wilful, I'm very glad to see you.
Well, sir, and what then?
What then? Is that your respect to the bench?
Sir, I don't care a farthing for you, nor for your bench neither.
Oh. May it please your worships, I have a woman at the door to swear a rape against this rogue.
Is it your wife or daughter, Booby? I ravished them both yesterday.
Pray, Captain, read the articles of war. We'll see him listed immediately.
Worship. Articles of war against mutiny and desertion.
Hold, sir. One small gentleman. Have a care what you do, for you shall severely smart for any violence you offer to me. And you, Mr. Balance, I speak to you particularly. You shall heartily repent it. I'm descended of as good a family as any in your county. My father is as good a man as any upon your bench. And I am heir to £1,200 a year.
He's certainly mad. Hey, Captain, read the Articles of War.
Articles
of
War.
Hold once more. Mr. Balance, to you I speak. Suppose I were your child. Would you use me at this rate?
No, Bess. Were you mine, I would send you to Bedlam first and into the army afterwards.
But...